All right, 7, 1, 2, 5. Are we doing this right?
Hell no, we're not.
No, we're not.
Martin's all sad already because he messed up the last start.
We got a special guest in the house. Who let the dogs out? Gabriel did, son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, Gabriel's back.
I learned from my mistakes. I had to make sure it was locked. Tight.
Did you?
Yeah. Dude, you were worried as fuck, dude. When we walked up to the street and I said, fuck, imagine we found him dead. Your face, you were like, oh, fool, don't fucking say that.
No, he didn't.
Martin wasn't worried. He was just like, whatever, let's go get the dogs.
Yeah.
it's not his dogs.
Not my dogs. Yeah, but still, it would have been like,
Chris would have been happy.
Fucking kind of sad about it.
He complains about those fucking dogs every day.
Well, he would not be happy. He was worried, too. He went on there in his fucking rape van.
Yeah, he was worried my mom's going to beat his ass. That's what he's worried about.
He just keeps buying fucking $1,000 watches, dude.
They didn't buy again. Well, I guess if you put it that way, it is buying. You probably spend more money gambling than you do when they give you the gifts or whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, they're just giving you that. Like, here's this watch for you to spend more money.
Do you gamble? So, do you guys like
fuck no, dude.
Yeah,
I've never been into it.
I'm good at the roulette.
I like playing blackjack, but
the machines, again, I get no luck on that.
Fuck no, dude. I hate wasting money.
I just can't bring myself to.
Like, you don't know how you win. You just hit the button and you just like, you see the lights and the ching, 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 ching.
Remember
like,
when we were in Vegas, Gabriel, and fucking I put no 20 strategy. Bucks in? But 20 bucks in, I lost it the first try. Like, I just pressed one button and I was pissed.
Oh, I remember that shit.
Dude was just laughing at
That's
me.
That's a meal.
That's I know, a meal. Dude. We just kept playing that stupid game because it started making chicken noises. We're like, wah, wah, wah.
He's like, I like this. This is my type of game right here.
We're just standing there all drunk, fucking listening to bop, 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 bop. The whole time and shit. Wasting money.
Nah, I'm pretty good at the roulette. I mean, there's at least a strategy to that, but the machine.
Is there, but which the one where the
Wait,
ball
you do
goes
the machine
around?
Or the one with the actual dude there?
No, actually, the roulette. That's
the actual roulette.
The,
okay.
So how's that
that's work?
That's all luck, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It has to
there's
be.
No real strategy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
so you just fucking lied. You just said you didn't lie earlier.
Well, there's a strategy to the luck.
How do you do that, dude? You don't. Predict, you can't predict.
Mind
the ball.
Blown.
Damn,
well, there's a strategy in where you placed your markers.
You're just not on my level yet.
Where you placed your markers?
No, like you just look at it's like also like statistics, like probability. So if it's been like
scientific bets here, science alert.
Go. Man, you guys didn't take your physics.
That's nothing to do with physics.
Just playing. Nah, you just gotta see me play, bro, and you just you know show you the ropes. It's pretty cool. I don't feel like explaining it right now because I'm not like in the you know I'm not in the scientific
level and shit.
Level. Right now,
we've
been drinking. I'm not trying to go out like fucking.
You turn into Alan from fucking The Hangover, or what? You just put on your little suit and start winning games?
Pretty much. You look at it. But yeah, I never had good luck on casinos or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't like gambling.
I like going just for like the food. I'm not gonna lie. Like the buffets.
Yeah, those are good, dude.
Buffets.
Buffets or buffets?
It's buffets.
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 Banquets.
I've never really been to a casino one, but besides Paula.
That Paula?
Yeah, Paula Casino in Temecula, California.
Oh, you're talking about buffets?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are pretty legit.
I've been to the one.
Buffets or buffets?
Buffets.
Banquets.
Buffets.
But
fooderies.
I'm calling them buffets.
Hometown buffets.
Wait, is it buffets or buffets?
Buffet.
Because if you read it, it's buffets.
If you read a lot of things, it's...
It's very wrong.
I knew what you were trying to say, Martin, but you fucked that up.
When you pronounce things the way that it looks, it's wrong.
Not sometimes. Always right.
Yeah. Thanks.
Like what? Like what, Martin? Like what?
Like fragile? It's fragile in French? Yeah. Stupid.
Quesadilla?
Fragile is fragile.
Knives? Knees?
Jalapeno?
Ribidex?
Ribidex? Jalapenos? Oh, man.
Ribidex?
She got me so mad.
What?
One of my coworkers, a white dude, he was trying to convince me that jalapenos is the right way to say jalapenos.
Oh, like, my God.
Why do we have to bring in, like, ethnicity into, like, this person?
Why are they bringing race?
I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired with race. Let's just say people.
Okay, the most racist guy.
We're humans.
You're the most racist person in here, dude. You fucking mutt.
No, oh shit. The crazy mutt ass Martin, huh? The fucking Muddy Martin over there.
Damn, that's sick ass nickname.
Muddy Martin. Hell yeah. I'm sticking with that. That's a clean ass nickname.
Fucking knee deep in Mud Martin over there.
Muddy.
Muddy. Hey, Muddy. Mutty.
Yeah, Muddy Martin.
Mutty. Not muddy, like dirty. Like mud. But
I didn't think of that one, but
I was driving.
Dirty motherfucker.
I'll keep that one in my back pocket.
Yeah, I would like to speak sometime.
Well, speak, motherfucker.
So I was driving home earlier today, and we were seeing on Van Buren. Oh, shit, I don't want to put our location out there, but Van Buren.
Oh, man, exposed.
There's some chick, like, holding the sign, and I had the boys in the back. I was like, oh, Josiah, there's your girlfriend. And he's like, no, no. And, like, he got all pissed. He got super loud. And
was
then,
she hot?
I don't know. She's a young girl. And then we drove to the next street, and there was a dude out there. And then I was like, oh, there's your boyfriend. He's like, I'm not gay. And I was like, what the? Who told you that? Like, because I've never brought that up before.
But you should turn around and be like, good job, sir.
But it's crazy to know a seven-year-old knows what that is.
Well, yeah, dude, it's everywhere.
We're calling each other gay.
Hey, school, you learn a lot of things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He learned it from a kid from at school.
Not even that, dude. Like, now with everything they have, like fucking tablets, they see everything, dude. Yeah, it's everywhere now.
Back then, we used to just watch movies.
It was just crazy for me to hear.
Yeah, back then it was movies. Now you could just watch a commercial and you see that shit.
It was movies, shows, and then what your friend knew versus what you knew. Because maybe his parents taught him something. You're like, when you hang out, you actually start to learn from your friends. Like, I remember when we moved to, like, the neighborhood where, like, we grew up most of our life, like, fucking Tony and Dennis and Alfonso, they didn't even cuss. And we thought that was weird. And I moved there when I was 7, and I was already fucking...
We were all like cholos and shit rolled up. What's up, motherfuckers?
Were you cholos?
Oh, my God.
Wow, you guys are bad, dude.
Shut up, fool. Fucking stealing bikes and shit.
No, you were stealing bikes.
And you tried to steal it from me, bitch.
Fuck. You stole our friend's bike.
Start stealing it back. The fuck? I stole it first.
So we gave you friendship instead of fucking beating your ass, fool. Be happy. Stupid.
He ended up with the banana seat bike. This was a regular bike with a fucking lowrider banana seat on it.
Almost there.
Dude, I got all the chicks.
He was like, I'm still working on it. It's a build. It's a project.
I got all the babes.
I always wanted a lowrider bike, but they're like thousands of dollars.
I want to build one.
They're expensive, bro.
I want to build one.
You can build
them. Where would you find the pieces?
The swap meet.
We gotta connect. Oh, really? My uncle's a fucking. He go find that shit.
Yeah, he gets wholesale parts for bikes.
So who's ready for Coachella?
Boop, boop. Hell yeah!
Fuck, that was Eric? Not a Eric? Fucking very enthusiastic.
Who's ready for Coachella? Yeah.
I think we have to wait till
it's because it's far. Because like,
I feel so like it's coming.
I'm ready. I'm ready right now.
I have one more payment and then I'm done.
I feel like Martin.
I got one more payment too.
Martin's gonna turn into a mean ass white girl at Coachella.
So wait, this is our last payment or the next month?
Next December. Month, right?
December. Well,
we got 6 months, right? Left?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming quick, damn, bruh.
Bruh.
It really is.
Next trip, guys, Lollapalooza, Chicago, 2021.
Well, can you focus on right now?
No, dude, I'm looking into the future. Future me is excited.
Well, we can do both. I have my passport, so I'm trying to go to TJ soon.
Like TJ? I'm gonna try to go to fucking. Why TJ? Why not Rosarito?
Let's go in 2 weeks.
Just fucking let me put my toe in the water a little bit.
What do you mean? Rosarito's like fucking
Rosarito's literally
like
right
Corona.
Next to it. It's way
well,
because
I was going to go with Melissa's dad and I was going to tell you guys to come with us.
Oh.
Because he goes to TJ, fills up the sodas and goes eats and all that shit.
I'm down.
That'd be cool. His dad,
I'm getting hungry.
Her dad's cool.
Talking about it right now.
He said the food's fire for like cheap.
Hell yeah.
Nah, dude. Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous.
There's a spot that my brother-in-law showed us because like, he grew up like in TJ and it's like a mariscos seafood, fucking bomb, dude. It's out of a truck too, like a food truck. It's like one of the bombest food I've had in a long time.
So they go catch it in the morning, and then they come and fucking they set up the food truck. It's only from certain hours, and the best thing there that we had was the marlin tacos.
Marlins
are illegal here; you can't eat them, but there you can.
They're illegal here.
Yeah, it's illegal here.
The marlin tacos you get at mariscos places are fake.
It's fake imitation shit.
Like, but when you go to TJ, you can have it, and fuck, it's so good, dude.
Super bomb.
But I wonder, why is it illegal? Do you know, Eric?
I heard they have, like, high mercury content.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh.
This thing is lying.
Shit.
Have you been to Wahoo's?
Oh, yeah, in Corona?
Those places are fire.
It's just bomb.
Really? Fuck. I don't know. I never really liked
that. That's Travis Parker's spot, right?
Yeah, I think he has a couple. Yeah.
But sorry for changing the subject, but Long I want to also buy stuff in TJ. I want, like, a soccer jersey or something.
Buy a poncho.
You racist. You didn't get soccer just because you're in Mexico.
Why go over there?
They're expensive as fuck over here.
Okay, 10 more bucks.
Nah. I get a whole kit for like.
How do you know, dude? You haven't been to TJ, you fucking idiot. They'll see you. They'll see you and be like, oh, we can.
That's why I'm going up to you guys. Melissa's dad.
No, I ain't going to help you. Bargain for it. You're on your own, playa.
How far is Rosarito from there?
Like 30 minutes west.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not
but
bad.
It's worth it. You got papas and beer. You got like bomb ass mariscos. You got
the beach. You got a bunch of shops where you can buy the stuff you
right
you're looking
near the
for.
Beach, boy.
You buy fireworks.
Right
you
near
fuck
the beach,
up
boy.
Some shit with fireworks.
We should go to Rosarito just to go.
I got an Airbnb right there, and then like literally when I was like sleeping, you can hear like the waves crashing. There, like,
oh, that's
like,
that's the best feeling. Yeah, we used to
how
camp on
that?
The beach all the time.
Huh?
How much was the Airbnb?
I forget, but I mean it wasn't like overly. Like expensive, it was just. I mean, it was legit.
We might have different.
Oh, dude,
overly expensiveness.
I went like probably like 150 right
for budgets, bro.
Oh, dude, I went to I think it was Rosarito Beach Hotel, right on the fucking beach, and it's fucking cheap as fuck, dude, and nice fucking rooms.
See, it's something like that. It's dope. Yeah. I always wanted to stay there. I never stayed there.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the villas, the ones. That
yeah.
Like, oh, fuck! I always.
Hell
wanted
yeah.
To
well, it's because of the. Did you guys use Andy's mom's timeshare or whatever?
No.
Oh no.
It was.
I know he stayed there.
It was just cheap as fuck, and it was. I think it was like, maybe like $130 for the whole weekend from
what?
Like Friday to Monday.
That's cheap as fuck.
Oh, yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Scott Spence's pretty good.
Oh, you're high now?
Dude, that shit was hilarious, dude. You're a fucking thief, fool.
You fucking like stole
you,
took
you, knew, you knew he was
stealing
leaving.
Stealing bikes, now you're stealing fucking weed pens.
He forgot his vape at Tony's pad.
No, hell no. You knew he was leaving. You're like, oh.
He left before I did, right?
Yeah, fool. You had it in your hand, and you put that shit in your pocket because you knew he was leaving. You
yeah, but not
week.
Like an unintentional, bitch.
Oh, fuck you, fool. We all know you, motherfucker.
Hey, yo, when we left.
I can buy my own shit.
When we left there, I parallel parked in front of Tony's house. And when we left there, Melissa stood in the back because the windows are tinted, so I was trying to look, and I fucking ran her over. I pinned her between the cars.
Oh, shit.
And she was hitting her cuffs.
You crippled your girlfriend?
Her fucking legs all fucked up.
God damn.
For a day. She had to work the next day.
What the fuck?
You really must not like
her. Why are we going to bring this up? That's hilarious.
She's trying to get that insurance.
You almost fucking killed your girlfriend.
Fiance, bitch.
There's a crime scene going on outside. We had no idea.
No, bro.
Did the beer pong table ever come out or no?
Nah.
Now fucking Gabriel came out. This fool was hilarious as fuck that night.
I was just fucked up.
You're finally true to your heart or what?
Huh?
You're finally true to your heart?
I've been true to my heart.
Well, he just said you came out.
Did you stay for both fights, Warren?
Yeah. Yep. And then my kids were falling asleep on the couch. So I was like, all right, I gotta go.
Just let them sleep. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That shit was fun, dude.
I went to go get Alberto's.
You just hear fucking Scott's drunk ass in the fucking in the crowd and shit because you can't see him.
I thought he left.
He did.
Yeah, he left. Like
he left before me.
Yeah, he left like in the fifth round.
He was drunk already.
Well, yeah, this one gave him Hennessy. That fool's little.
Oh,
fool.
That shit was hilarious. Where's that picture at? He had a Capri Sun and a Hennessy. Wow.
I have it. Yeah. No, the funniest thing was it's kind of fucked up. Like as I was saying, I was like, oh, this is gonna be bad. But someone brought a little mini keg. And I told Scott to do a keg stand.
That shit was hilarious, too. Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck. But that would have been a good picture. A fucking funny picture.
Yeah, this one was trying to turn up like it was 1999 and shit. Fucking bringing Hennessy and shit.
This dude's a fucking savage. He's just waiting for people just to dip so he can go grub on all that fucking meat by himself.
Yeah.
He was like spying that shit the whole time. Yeah. As soon as people walked away, it was clear. He just ran over there.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go when there's a line. Why do that?
No, you just didn't want to be judged. But I judged you. I seen you. I was watching you.
I was judging everybody. And just I don't care. Just went for the kill. That shit was bomb. The meat was pretty bomb.
Yeah, the bomb was super.
I was also
bomb.
Watching you do some other little son. Little son.
What kind of son?
That son happened. You know what I mean?
The bomb was super bomb.
Yeah. Shut up! No one heard that shit.
Did you guys see what I seen or what or no?
What?
What he's doing, little son?
Well, yeah, he's trying to get that girl drunk.
What the fuck? I don't remember any of that shit.
When you try to
I was
hug
trying
her.
To get everybody drunk.
When you try to hug her and say suavecito and she looked at you all weird. That shit was fucking hilarious.
What? Is that after I left?
Yeah, dude. After you left, it would turn into a show. I took over, dude.
Turned into a show.
Fucking Angie made up her own language and shit. That shit was fucking funny.
Angie was drinking too?
Everyone was fucked up.
Yeah, everyone started getting high afterwards.
That was that hen right there.
That's right. That's right. When I left, yeah. The hen was already gone.
It was a hen and the hot
everyone
Cheetos.
Was so fucked up that they still had meek smoking. And the girls started
fucking Alex did like a whole arm,
started dancing arm. Like walking to the meat and dancing. I call it the pork dance.
It was that good. You had to dance to the meat.
Yeah.
that meat was good. I did take some home though.
And then
we made sandwiches super in the morning.
Yeah, you took advantage of that shit. You took like a whole fucking like olla and shit.
You're dumb as you know how to cut it.
Like a fucking how do you say olla?
Olla.
Like a fucking a pot and shit full of meat and shit.
Fuck no, it was a Tupperware.
Yes.
He's just trying to exaggerate, but
also that yeah, it was a lot.
I still remember.
And then to top it off, he had like what he's taking home, and he's still fucking getting like pieces and shit of like what's already there, like eating it.
Well, you sound like, mad, dude. Fool. Fuck.
Well, fuck. I don't, compare what he got compared to what I got.
That's all fuck. That is.
I was kind of hoping he'd be like, oh, you only got a little bit here. Let me give you some, like, bring me off some of mine shit. No?
He woke up all mad probably too. Like, fuck, I got this little piece of shit.
Well, that's why I love, like, Thanksgiving's coming up. And I love the next, like, 3 days after Thanksgiving because you have all that leftovers. And that shit's so fire, bro. Like,
nah, it gets old after, like, the next day.
I don't give a fuck what you say.
Because we eat a lot.
I can't wait for my Hawaiian bread or the little Hawaiian rolls. You cut that in half. You throw your ham, your mashed potatoes, and your stuffing on it, and you make like a little slider. Shit's fucking fire.
That shit is bomb.
It is.
Are you guys smoking the turkey again? Or what'd you guys do last time?
You
guys threw it in that fucking canister.
Oh, the air fryer.
Yeah.
You can do that? Good,
huh? Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm going to bring you some of my mom's. My mom puts in like in chili, like in sauce.
Yeah.
It's fucking bomb. Because we don't like normal
spicy
turkey.
Yeah, she makes it a spicy turkey. Fan.
Yeah, I don't like turkey that much.
I like the ham, like the pineapple. That's the pineapple ham.
I only fuck with the ham and the stuffing. Like, stuffing is like.
I love and then we get shit. The. Melissa's family makes that chili relleno shit.
Wash is bomb.
Wash is fire. Bomb as fuck.
You guys ever tried that place right here where Sears is? Across the street? It's like.
Del Taco?
No, it's like a. I know that. Del Taco is it.
Oh, honey. Honey ham.
Honey ham. Yeah, that's where everyone goes. It's the
There's always crazy lines. I've never tried it. I heard
what is it?
Good.
Honey what?
Honey hams.
Yeah, the honey baked hams.
Honey baked hams. That's what it's called.
Is that shit good?
Oh, dude. Pretty damn good.
Yeah. I didn't know there's such a thing.
For all you Riversiders, they're finally closing the Sears in Arlington.
I read it.
Sears? That's crazy, dude. I remember fucking growing up. Going there all the time to get Levi's and
doesn't
shit.
It make you want
to
go like one last time, just kind of reminisce and shit?
Yeah, hell yeah.
We were there last
Dude, I got my first Game Boy Christmas. On like right there.
Is that the Sears that has like the you go downstairs?
Yeah. That one.
The Craftsman area where they have all the tools and shit.
Dude, that Sears, I remember going there and me, Alex, my little brother, and my little sister just fucking around, just running around, causing a muck.
Dude, I remember going there and they had TVs downstairs before, and I remember seeing the flat screens for like $5,000.
Yeah,
that shit probably looks like shit now. You
I stole my first pair
That's
of
when
jeans
they first
there.
Came out.
Yeah,
yes, I stole
that.
From there.
He stole from there.
Did you guys ever go to like Blockbuster and just play the video games and shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Best Buy.
Well, Best Buy, yeah, but Blockbuster before was Best Buy.
And I used to go to Target and play the video games. Dude, I remember look up at the fucking screen, dude. Like 15 minutes in, dude, my neck will fucking start hurting and shit. Like, they'll put that shit, like, straight up from, like, the fucking controller and shit. Like, really? Can I get any more ergonomic and shit?
Ergonomic?
can I get a chair in this bitch?
Can I get a ball?
Best Buy had, like, couches.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A couple times like, they had couches and actual TVs to sit down
they
and
had, like,
play
a little lounge.
Yeah, those were the days.
Well, they had that at 24-Hour Fitness on Madison. For the kids, they have
video games.
It's like the McDonald's style one where you stand up and play, but they have the video games there too.
Is that that's why you go to the gym?
Fuck you.
Oh, dude. Do you go to that one? You didn't go to that one.
I go to McKinley now.
Oh, shit.
Well, I was going to Madison because McKinley sauna was fucked up for like 2 months, so I'll go to Madison, but now I'm going back to McKinley.
I'm going to start going to sauna.
Oh, you got the 24
hour? Madison one. I'm going to start going to the Madison one because it's right by me now. So
the sauna is just, I love the sauna, bro.
The sauna's the best. Yeah. I mean, that's fucking. If you get a gym membership, it's like it has to have a sauna.
What do you guys like about the sauna?
I just feel so refreshed afterwards, and just everything's just out of my.
They say it's really good for recovery.
Yeah, it's out of my body.
Hmm.
I do like 40 minutes.
40 minutes?
Literally 40. I get this because this shit stays cold.
Oh yeah.
This is a Tecaya.
Takaya.
We're not sponsored.
What'd you say?
It's not sponsored.
So what is it, dude? It's called a water bottle, dude.
It keeps things cold and keeps things hot.
It has like that technology.
No, it's not a water bottle. It's a sippy cup, like Eric said earlier. Look at him sip on his water right now. He's like,
keeps the water cold. And in the sauna, it keeps the water cold, too.
Let me get some of that sip.
Oh, I thought we had to do, you have to
not,
hit
not
the bell.
Water. I want some whiskey, dude.
Water bottle.
Water?
No, I thought you wanted to get
water. Here, let me try your Catawba.
Your Catawba. Gabriel, can you reach back for the ginger ale?
You're a grown ass man. You don't know ginger ale in this shit.
Damn, Alex. We have to do everything for you.
Yeah, please.
The ginger ale.
Yeah,
in the bag. Get up.
I'll be back, guys.
How much do you want to put in here?
Just fill it up just all the way. A
couple shots.
Bruh. Two fingers.
So like, fucking, I don't know, dude. Like, what you would put in yours?
But I'm not chasing it with.
God damn, for are you worried you're going to get him drunk or what? Just pour that bitch in there. God damn.
I'm putting hair on the dog.
Well,
right
no,
now,
I just so. Want to make sure that I have some left for me.
But that's what it is.
So he slammed his ginger a mile away from where he's at and shit.
He's well, like, he's like, I'll get it for you, but I'm going to fucking hand it to you.
Ain't going to make it easy.
Yeah.
You're going to have to work for it.
That's funny because he could have just said his voice because we're talking about him, but he made a fake voice. We don't have to work for it. It's like, well, we're talking about you. His face is like, you're right.
So how did that Batman costume work out for you?
Oh. The Batman? Fought a couple
villains. Any honeys?
Huh?
Are you single right now or you got any honeys?
Single, ready to mingle. Looking for the Pringle.
Did you get any honeys that night with that Batman?
Did I get any honeys?
Yeah, shouties.
No, but I fought the Joker.
was a chick?
There was a Joker there. Jose was a Joker.
Oh yeah, right. He was.
Is that why he was all opped out at the end of the night?
What was?
You knocked him out.
Yeah, that guy was fucked up.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I was going to ask you that. I was like, because I almost had to help him pee.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He asked me. Like,
held it for him?
He pulled me to the side. Yeah. I thought he was going to say something like, you know, like personal or like something, you know, like, you know, keep it on the low. He's like, hey. Like, where do I go pee? I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, go over there, dude. There's like a big old like yard and shit. And then he looked and he's like, behind the tree. I'm like, yeah, like that's like seems like a safe enough place, you know? He's like, okay. I'm like, yeah, he's fucked up.
I didn't give a fuck. I was pissing right there next to the fence.
Like, yeah, we were playing beer pong. Savages.
I just turned around and took a piss and shit.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah, back to your girl question.
On the kids' fucking bikes and shit. Like,
there's some pretty cool, there's some pretty cute girls there.
There's a tricycle there and shit.
Get the fuck out of here with your lies.
Oh, at the Halloween party?
The
yeah.
Fucking Christmas gift.
Yeah. I forgot why I left. Dang, you guys left. You guys say they're like late, huh?
We left like at 5, dude.
Yeah.
In the morning, they said.
And we fucking made the house look better.
Oh, you guys so clean?
No,
that's why I left.
We rearranged the house.
You left because they're clean?
I'm like, oh, fuck, they're starting to pick up the trash. Can I jam out?
I believe yourself? You, too. Fuck.
Did you come by yourself?
I said, huh?
That's just so funny.
What?
When you start noticing them clear, you're like, all right, I'm out.
As soon as they pick up the first piece, I'm like, oh, shit.
I can picture you fucking doing that shit.
Like, Julian, we got to go. I know you're drunk, but let's get the fuck out of here.
I'm about to become maid.
Don't pay me for this shit. Batman, bitch.
That shit was funny when, what's that girl's name? Jazz was like, what have you been up to? You're like, you know, fighting crime. Like, right away.
Yeah.
And when Julian was like fucking hyping you up to talk to this random girl, you're like, oh, go over there. And you fucking ran over there with your little Batman suit. Like, what's your name?
Like, my cape's all like flying in the wind and shit.
Yeah, dude. That shit was funny.
Pretty heroic.
Did she say her name?
Hmm?
She give you her name?
No, I didn't even go, bro. When I went in there, because remember it sounded cracking. They're like, ooh, like, you hear all these girls in there. So yeah. I went in there. It was just like a, it's kind of hard to explain. They were just like, they were dancing, but they're just dance, like, huh? They overhyped it. It was overhyped.
It wasn't fun.
I got disappointed when I stepped in there and shit.
Did you do like a little walk to walk in there? Like,
I was, because you can't just like walk in there.
So guys,
you gotta like kind of ease your way in there. And shit, you know? Hi guys.
Hi, my name is Gabriel. I'm Batman.
I'm Batman for Halloween.
I like long walks on the beach.
You want to talk?
What are you drinking?
So I see you like dancing.
Yeah.
So are those shoes comfortable? Or?
Yeah, so you know, you're going to ease your way. Ease your way in.
So what'd you do? Just got a little shoulder dance?
I didn't even go in there. I just went in there and just...
You know, what do you mean? I didn't go in there, but I just went in there?
No, like I took like two steps in there. I didn't go like all the way in there when they're like all the action
You didn't commit?
I'm like, nah, I didn't go... I didn't commit.
So you just stepped in there like a creep and looked around and then you went backwards.
I just said, hi, guys.
And then left and shit.
And I'm like, nah. Really? It was fun.
It was cool.
The beer, the new... Chill. What is the new beer pong game?
I forget what it was called, but that was a fun game with those girls.
That yeah. Was yeah those girls are cool. I got to talk to Karina, you know.
Huh?
I said, I got to talk to Karina. She's like, hey, so...
What's up with your cousins?
Oh, was it your cousins?
Yeah, they're cousins. Cousins, friends.
Cousins, friends of friends of friends.
That confused me right now. So you're not cousins.
What?
What?
No. Dude.
You're God damn.
Not my cousins.
He's talking about the girls. The girls that we're playing like some... It's like it's not beer pong. It's a different type of game. It's like almost like Flip Cup. And
it was Flip Cup, but it was just like a different way
version of it. That's what I just said.
Play it.
So can we clarify you?
But he thought Karina are cousins.
They're not. No, we're talking about the girls that was Karina's cousins.
Clarify, motherfuckers.
But
do you accept?
He's like, oh, what?
Throw some commas in that bitch. It's that wee pit. Throw some commas in that bitch.
Courtesy of Scott and shit.
Fucking Muddy Martin over here.
Oh shit, this guy's about to take a hit.
I'm just watching him.
Fuck.
Damn. So what's your alcohol preference?
I like drinking Jameson.
Like straight or with like mix?
Depends where I'm at.
Spilled a bunch on my crutch.
He's a big ass thing.
Spilled it?
This was a whiskey dick.
He was just pouring onto his fucking dick and shit. He was like, you want something to drink, boy?
It was only a little bit. It was only a little bit.
He's like, something.
God damn.
That's how drunk people get drunk.
Alex is hey, they're, on fire they're, with they're his camel pants. You can't even fucking see.
That'll catch you really low. Fuck.
That'll catch you really bad.
So you got whiskey dick now, literally.
You got whiskey dick.
Dude, you're always spilling on yourself. Are you okay to sit there, dude?
I'm too relaxed right here. I'm used to standing up, fool. You know this?
Yeah, that's true. I know it is kind of weird sitting on a couch. Like, yeah. Think about it.
I think whiskey dick's the worst because, like,
whiskey dick's the worst?
Yeah, because you're about to smash, but then you're like, nah, that doesn't happen.
Mean?
And then, like,
you're about to bust, you mean?
Nah, like,
let me get some of that.
It's you know you're not going to bust, so you just quit.
What the fuck?
I quit. I'm like, duh, I'm not. This shit ain't gonna happen. I'm all sweating and fucking.
I don't know. I just still try, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like after a while, I'm like, yeah, this ain't gonna work. So we go to sleep. But then like, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I do it. That's when I know I can. So that's when I do it. And I like.
What do? Just tap her on the shoulder?
No, I just
try to slip in.
You know what it is, but
that sounds like rape to me.
She's all dreaming and shit. She doesn't even notice.
Call it what you want to call it. But you gotta prove yourself.
What the fuck?
That's fucking funny.
My man!
You're a rapist. That's what you are.
Well, that's true. Every alcohol has its own, like, kind of.
Oh, yeah. What do you prefer?
Highs and lows. I prefer the hard shit.
Like what?
Like dick?
Like whiskey.
Got him.
Nah, I like whiskey. I like Maker's Mark. I like fucking
Dick
Crown.
He killed it, boy.
That timing was horrible.
Maker's Mark is pretty bomb.
I like Hennessy.
Yeah, that's
cognac.
Yeah,
that's cognac. What made the party last week.
No, it's cognac.
That's why.
Well, you got to fucking
dude. I don't like the taste of it. I don't like the taste of it, but it does give you like a pretty cool buzz.
It gives you like a mellow, hard buzz. Like,
fool, you were trying to kill Scott last week. Fool.
Well, Scott drinks whiskey. Like, they're big.
I was trying to kill Scott.
But Scott's little as fuck, and this fool's always making him chug that shit. Like,
that's his fault. Fuck.
Well, he wanted to.
The guy just said, "Take a shot," and he's like, and then he's like, "Damn, fool, wait," because like he was sitting on his Capri Sun. And I'm like, dude, you gotta like step up your shit.
Well, at that party, there's a little girl walking around. And Melissa was talking to mom. She's like, oh, how old is she? She's like, one. And Melissa's like, are you serious? She's small. I'm like, Melissa, you can't be just saying that shit to fucking people about their kids and shit like that. You know what I mean? That's kind of rude.
Was it the Asian
lady? Yeah. The baby was small, though. But I'm just saying,
you can't say that shit. Like, she doesn't know, like...
Like, do you feed it? Yeah,
like, she needs to learn, like, to fucking, like... Not always like say filter. What she's on her fucking mind right away. That shit was so hilarious, so...
That's just pretty funny.
Well, obviously not. No one's fucking laughing.
I thought you were talking about Scott.
When potty training with kids, like, well, when did they stop using diapers? Like, oh, well, your sons?
Well, if they're like me, probably like 10 or 11.
Oh, fuck.
What do you mean, sleep or during the day?
Oh, I didn't know that.
They don't wear Pampers during the day. Sleeping's different.
Because it's like, I've seen kids, it's like, that kid looks way too big to be in diapers.
Oh, my kids don't wear diapers when we're in public.
We're in public. He's like, don't pee, we're in public.
No, well, but at night, just talking about
get on your best behavior.
I was going to say, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, Josiah's straight. Yeah. Liam, I don't put Pampers on him unless we're going to sleep.
Oh, okay.
Because he might pee.
So you used to wet the bed, you were saying, right?
Yeah, until 13.
Yeah, serial killer.
Guys, yeah, so you were 13?
11, what the fuck? I had 2 years to that shit.
I'm still a big number. 11?
Not 13.
Have you peed your pants in school?
Huh?
In school? Have you ever peed your pants? I think I didn't.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I did in fucking kindergarten.
I remember that shit. I remember I shit my pants at home and then threw my underwear on the roof.
What the fuck?
Because that's how you fix that problem.
Problem solved. You're like,
no. But it was like one of those houses where it's a two-story, but you can still see the bottom roof. So, like, you can see my underwear chilling on the roof.
Damn.
People just passing by, like, oh, there's some shitty ass underwear.
Wait, I want to know.
After all the summers, it's all crusty.
I want to know the conclusion of this. Like, did they find out?
Well, yeah. Well, because my stepmom used to whoop my ass. Cause I wore whitey tighties and I'd have skid marks sometimes. And she'd whip my ass when there were skid marks. So one time I was taking a shit and then I like, oh no, I went to the bathroom, and then I was taking a shit, and then I seen skid marks on my underwear. I was like, fuck, I don't want to get beat today, so I just threw them outside.
Damn.
I just threw them out the window.
And then did they find them?
Yeah,
they
want to get beat.
What happened? What'd they say? Like how they end up up here? Like,
I got beat.
They knew they were mine. What the fuck? That's funny.
This just sounds funny.
But how'd they find them? Like, they were putting up Christmas lights or what?
Like, nah, because, like, the front of our house, you know how some of the houses have, like, the garage and, like, that's the front of the house?
Yeah.
So then there's two windows on top. It's facing out. Uh-huh. And my sister's window is facing out as well. And my underwear is just chilling right there.
So she saw your skid marks?
So everyone's going to see them. Well, you can't see the skid marks from there, but you can see that their underwear on the roof. Like, what the fuck?
She'll be like, no, they're not mine. It wasn't me.
Well, what do I say? No, fucking another random kid just ran by and threw his underwear.
You could just like, you like put them in your right pocket here. And then throw them away or
Tony,
something.
Tony had
it's hard when your fucking initials are on your fucking butt. On your
or burying them. Should have buried them in your backyard.
You got initials on your underwear? You're rich, bro. What the fuck?
That's crazy.
Tony had a random, kind of like similar story.
Oh, the shoe?
Yeah, because I remember.
Oh, that shit was stuck there for years.
No, I think just a year. It felt like years because we were little.
It's not similar if there's not shit in the shoe.
There's bird shit.
Well, no, it's because we because
you trying to get a basketball.
His mom would take him and I to like Payless to just get some random shoes sometimes, and then we had just got those brand new ones, and then fucking there was a basketball that got stuck on the side of the rim. You know that happens sometimes. So Tony tried to like kick his shoe off to hit it, and he missed, and it went on top of the fucking roof. And he didn't want to tell his parents because I think he was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to get in trouble. So he just never wore the shoes. And seasons went by. This was the beginning of the year. And when we had to go put Christmas lights up, we fucking found the shoe. It was all deformed and fucked up.
The sun and shit. Yeah, I told him, too, like, where's your other shoe at? I don't know.
Yeah. He just played it off for fucking a year.
Goddamn.
But Tony was that guy that would wear shoes until they die, like, until they're talking to you.
Damn. Yeah, like holes and shit.
Yeah.
I think my
he liked that shit.
I was thinking yesterday when I was walking. My walk is all fucked up because I walk now a certain way so that my shoes don't get fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, my hips are going to be fucked when I'm older.
Fuck, yeah,
I'm not walking
the
way
he was doing
like,
this.
Like, walking like the penguin and shit?
Well, when you get two pairs of shoes for 1 year, you're going to
like, even when you're barefoot or just when you have shoes on?
No, when I have shoes. Like, walking period, my walking's different because I'm like a...
Like you're used to it.
Like I'm fucking doing the Dougie while I walk.
You got that
my
lean.
My hips are weird.
You got that lean, fool.
Well, I remember when I was a kid, because I grew up with my sisters, so I would have like a little shake when I'd walk, like I was a chick.
What?
And you were trying to mimic your sisters?
And I had to fucking redo my walk like a dude.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that shit was all fucked up.
What?
Wait, dude, don't make this seem like it's okay. This is fucking crazy.
No, I'm scarred. Yeah, I understand. Like, oh, it happened.
Fucking whiskey, bro. Whiskey,
bro. So did you try to wear heels or what? What the fuck? No,
we're going to start drinking whiskey every fucking yeah. podcast because we need more of these stories.
Like, what'd you guys put in this shit?
You used to have a girl swag at it. When did you realize it? Someone call you out?
Hey, yeah, my uncle homie? Called me out.
Oh, shit.
He's like, damn. You walk like a bitch.
Damn, how did this happen? You just kind of like had
were you like fucking moving your hips and everything?
Yeah.
Too, like oh, yeah. What the fuck?
Those hips don't lie.
I thought I just had soul and shit.
You oh, said those hips don't lie.
Look at these. My sister used to paint my nails, put makeup on me and shit. That's why I understand females.
Don't blame it on your sister.
No, it did feel good being pampered and shit. Well, that, you know how it feels good when you get a haircut?
Yeah.
Yeah, like shit like that feels good.
What the fuck?
I fucking missed my appointment today. I fucking forgot. Yeah.
Your nail appointment?
Damn, Marshall's gonna be mad.
I already texted him. He's
oh, you missed it as in you didn't.
So I owe him lunch.
For what?
My haircut appointment. I just forgot.
Who cuts your hair?
My homie Art.
What time did you get home last night?
Huh?
What time did you get home last night?
Fuck, like almost four, like three something.
A home? Did you go home alone or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about before that?
But yeah, no, I was pretty hungover this morning. I was pretty hungover this morning, but I forgot. Fucking had a haircut appointment. Wait, oh, Eric's gonna hit it?
No,
well, smoke.
No.
Cool.
Pass what? Shit. Who doesn't smoke? It's 2019, guys. Come on.
Nope.
It's almost 2020.
Come on, get it with the.
He's like, nope, times. Nope.
Nope.
He's already on acid.
Yeah.
So what would happen?
What?
With what?
On acid?
If you're on acid, smoke marijuana.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. But he's happy yeah, on just, with one.
Yeah, I'm happy with one. I'm fine.
Plus, we don't want to steal someone else's fucking pen and shit.
I know, fucking thieves.
I forgot. He probably had like four of them.
Finders.
No, what he's been texting him all week.
That shit smells
finders,
good.
Keepers, losers, sweepers.
Has he been texting you?
Yeah, he said he's going to pick it up tomorrow.
That smells pretty
good. Be gone.
So enjoy while it lasts.
Can you text him and tell him to...
We're like, hey, I lost
coming
it.
Over here?
Yeah. Well, not here.
Oh, he was supposed to be on the podcast.
No, but where's here?
Oh, he's, yeah, he's coming to Pansies tomorrow. Andy's?
Where's that at?
In Mobile?
Oh, shit, that's too far.
Why?
No, it ain't up the street.
I want to pick a... tell him to bring this with, like, another one for me. And I'd buy it off of him.
I still don't understand.
I told him I was going to get him some, but...
I still don't understand why you don't just go to the fucking clinic.
Because I'm known out in these streets.
Get the fuck out of here.
I know.
You can literally go down the street and no one will fucking know.
Everyone knows me.
Get the fuck.
No,
I don't even know you, dude. What the fuck?
It's pretty
yeah,
easy.
I don't know
you can
fucking
like,
wore dresses like, and fucking put makeup on.
Well, we haven't been snowboarding in a while.
What? That's stupid. I know that reference someone else says. Because we get drunk as fuck when we
it's
snowboard.
Inside joke.
How come you get a cool
when
cup?
We cry together and watch football.
Stupid.
Because he's fancy.
You watch football?
Sometimes I'm watching tomorrow's night game. Cause
what's
Cowboys
your team? Cowboys? Oh, never
Cowboys.
Mind. I thought you were cool.
Cowboys. I don't work on Monday, so if anyone, if you guys want
to
go watch,
Cowboys oh shit, that's right, because you're.
Well, come to Valencia. We'll watch it over there.
Where's Valencia?
By Six Flags.
Oh, speaking
fuck,
of
no, what the fuck?
Speaking about football,
I'll get you a drink.
Because fucking Gabriel's always scared to bet and shit. Now that I have you in front of me,
boy, what's I lost, up? I lost $40.
Well, I don't give a fuck. What's up, fool? You fucking think your team's gonna win on Monday? Seattle versus 49ers. I got 20 on Seattle.
Yeah.
What's up?
All right.
Are the 49ers?
You got no, you gotta say yes.
You got yourself a bet. Yes. Accept.
Okay.
$20.
Accept.
Accept.
This was always trying to run out of bets and shit.
But fucking Lil Tony's like fucking.
He's on
he's
you.
He's taking your money, dude. He's paying, taking your
yeah.
paycheck.
I'm fucking dead with that fool.
Your nephew's not gonna have any Christmas presents this year.
Yeah. No, my niece is going. He's getting to my niece's level and shit. But. Yeah, he milked me for fucking $40 Thursday because the stupid ass Chargers suck.
The biggest win was Slim.
Dude. That shit was frustrating watching that game. Like, especially you have a bet and you're like wanting that team to win and just fuck, they fucking suck.
Oh, it was a good game, dude. Back and forth. That shit was a good game.
Yeah, fucking Junior. I was trying to pay me $20, but I'm like, nah, I would have lost $50.
Because you threw the bet out there.
I threw the bet out there, and it took forever. So
no, hell no.
When he finally responded, and I'm like, they fucking scored a field goal. So he wanted to bet me with a fucking 3-0 advantage.
Well, we betted a week I'm before like, that because you threw the bet out there on Monday, and Tony said $40, and right away you're like, yeah, I accept because he said $40, and you just brushed us off and shit like, oh, fuck these fools. You fucking asshole.
Nah.
What do you got to think about yourself now?
Disagree. Bitch. But yeah, damn. He's like, I don't get how fucking Raul don't want to bet, but he's over there in Cancun and shit. Like he's like, I don't have money, but he's in fucking 2 weeks in Cancun.
Cool, because he's in Cancun, boy. He wasted all his money to go.
If you can afford
there.
Cancun, you can afford to bet $40, right?
No,
no.
He spent his money on the trip.
Yeah. I guess. To each his own.
He gave his bottles.
He's out there for 2 weeks.
A week?
Yeah. No, week? 2 weeks?
Oh, a week.
Week and a half.
Oh. Cancun. When are you going to Mexico, Martin?
Next June or 2020 June.
God damn.
I thought you were going
away.
With TJ.
Oh, yeah. When are you going with your just father-in-law?
Oh, a Friday that I have off. So you said probably like the...
Oh, but you're going like a December. Friday morning type deal?
Like a Friday.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Never mind.
Why, you guys hang on Fridays?
No, I work Fridays.
You guys hang on Fridays. That's fine.
So what days?
The weekend, Saturday, Sundays, Mondays,
well,
Tuesdays.
Go on a Saturday. You just have to drive me. I'm not taking my car. I don't trust that shit. That shit ain't gonna make it.
What do you drive?
You still haven't bought the fucking thing, huh?
No, I put it in there.
Oh, you did? Did you notice it? Difference?
I did, and then now I probably have to put more because it just came back.
Yeah.
What the fuck? But yeah, I don't trust my shit going out there.
He's just laughing at him. Why are you laughing at him?
That's like one of my worst fears is. My shit breaking down on the freeway, like,
dude, that shit happened to me yesterday, bro.
Oh, yeah, tell us that story.
Fuck. Fuck. That's a long story. So I was supposed to meet up with someone, right? And then I was like, oh, meet me here at like 9 o'clock, whatever. Anyways,
a Tinder date or something?
Huh?
A Tinder date or something?
Well, that's not part of the story.
It was grander.
So my fucking clutch, I noticed. Well, I was told my master clutch cylinder shit went off or was like, you know, wasn't working, whatever. So basically it makes you like not shift. It fucks up like the shifter, like the shift doesn't engage to the next gear. So fucking that shit went out literally like in the middle of the freeway, like 2 minutes before my exit. So my fuck, so I was stuck in third, and like fuck, like if I have to like slow down, I can't like shift down, or if I have to like speed up, I can't shift up. So dude, I was driving slow with my emergency brakes like on, just like fucking like who cares, like who's honking at me, like fuck it, like I'm gonna stay in like this like speed, like third shift and shit. Till I get where I want to be and shit. So I got off my exit. And it was like, luckily I had like all green lights. So I made it like to where I wanted to be. Nice. Like the house was like, I don't know, where was I going with this?
You didn't fucking break down then.
Oh yeah, so I didn't break down. So I just parked it.
My whole story, my fear was that I break down the freeway. And you said, oh yeah, that happened to me.
It almost happened to me.
So you just went to your destination and forgot about it, and then when you were no, about and to
then,
leave,
and then,
like, oh,
and then the next day, today, I just like I told it to the mechanic.
So where were you going though?
To the spot where I had to go.
Damn, that sounds like a drug dealer or some shit.
I don't want to throw nobody like under the bus, you know.
The dude or what?
Yeah.
is
that what you wanted to know?
I knew it.
Have you ever run out of gas?
Fuck yeah, many of times.
What? Why? What I don't fuck? Understand how you run out of gas when
Well, first of all, I was like 18 or 19, fucking dumbass, just driving around like an idiot in the Titanic, and it happened to me like 3 times, I think. I remember I went to Burlington. Yes, my favorite store.
You're always there.
And I go back into the car, and the car doesn't want to start, so I have to walk to the gas station. I had to buy a fucking gas thing container. And pump gas in that bitch. And
but how did it happen? Do you not like look at your fucking gas fucking meter or whatever?
Well, no, rebel, fool.
What happened with me?
What happened was
the time that it happened to me was in his other car, because his other car doesn't, his meter doesn't read. Like it lies to you. Sometimes it'll say full, sometimes it'll say fucking the lights on. So you never know. You just have to put money in every time. Yeah, it's fucked up that you have to change that. And then I remember driving, I was going somewhere, and the shit started turning off on the freeway. And I exited on the exit, and I just fucking went in neutral, and luckily I was able to roll all the way to the gas station.
Oh, it was like fucking Andy's Expo.
Same thing?
Yeah.
You just never know? You don't know?
Yeah.
It's a gamble like, every day, dude. It's fucking crazy.
You have to keep it above half a tank, because otherwise you never know, like, what
it is.
Oh, fuck.
Damn. Even the mechanic, too. What the fuck?
He has to get rid of that shit, dude. He's had that shit for
he likes to live life on the edge.
Dude, that Titanic. The fucking Expo. He's had that shit since high school, right?
Hell yeah.
Dude, like, they bought it, like, the year it came out.
Yeah,
I remember that.
I remember my battery died on the Audi. And he's like, oh, well, you could borrow the Expo for a while until you get another battery. I was waiting for my paycheck to come in on Friday.
Yeah.
My battery died on the Monday.
Yeah.
So I had the Expo for a week. I wasted fucking, like, $200 just, like, in gas going from Riverside to Corona every day.
Was this recently?
Huh? No, that was a long time ago.
God damn.
Dude, that fucking expedition's been through a lot, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I went on it a couple weeks ago. Damn, that shit's like, fuck them. There's, like, tape trying to hold shit together.
Yeah.
Like, fucking... You know, the knobs are all, like, fell off and shit. It has, like, buttons
and shit. Probably getting an STD and shit.
What year is it?
That shit got robbed, so, like,
the
ceiling was all fucked up.
Oh, because they took the TV?
Yeah, they took the screen.
Have you guys ever used
the
TV? There was a screen on the ceiling? Yeah, that's how old that shit was. Like, when that shit was, like, a big...
The little pop-up thing?
Shit.
We need the code for that shit, too. So
we used to do that because it has a little code. You know, a little fucking code on the...
7-4, 7-4.
The doorknob?
On the handlebars.
On the pegs, bro. On the pegs.
The handles?
Yeah, on the doorknob.
There you go. I was searching for it.
Yeah. I think, wasn't it just 444 or some shit like that?
7-4, 7-4.
Tell everyone the code so they can fucking steal it. So they can steal that thing.
Help him out and steal that shit.
Steal that shit.
Somebody help him. Put him out of the
movie. I always tell him to fucking sell it.
There was an actual code for it, but then if you just hit like one of the numbers repeatedly, it would just unlock.
Yeah, it's a 7-4, 7-4.
No, fool, that's more than one number. He's saying just 4-4-4.
No. It's 7, like there's... It's weird how like the numbers were labeled because it was like 7-4, 3-5. It's a 7-4, 7-4.
So it's 4 through 7.
Oh, no. 3-4, 3-4.
Yeah, it was a 3. But there was an actual code for it. Like it was a different fucking like back and forth thing. It was like 5 numbers and it would unlock. But if you just sit there and push one number a bunch of times, it would fucking unlock.
It was the first number. Dude, it's funny how he told us. Like he trusted us that much.
We used to hide in it. The funniest thing is we hid in Andy's car when
he tried to ruin his date.
When he went on a date. We hid it in the trunk, in the Eclipse. We fucking and then he went on this date and then we waited for him to come outside from the date and we put flyers all over his fucking car, party flyers.
I think we put like condoms in his muffler.
Yeah.
And then on his antenna.
He probably hates us.
Well, that's what he gets.
The expedition was a slut. A lot of people fucked in that shit.
In his expedition?
Yeah, in his expedition. Fucking weird ass.
Was it leather seats?
He would just let people go in there.
Well, fuck yeah, she went through.
Sounds like a good guy to me.
Real stand-up guy in there. It's a good friend. That's what I'm saying. Like, he wouldn't care. Just like, yeah, go ahead, go in there.
Hey, can I take your keys? Nah, just press 3.
Did you lay the seats down, or you just sat?
No, he had the seats down.
Yeah, I remember I smashed in someone's truck, and like it was one of the homies that used to come around like for the party crew stuff. And he thought I was just gonna go get something from the truck, and he has no idea to this truck to this day
to this truck
to this truck
to this fucking truck.
Yeah, shit's funny.
What kind of truck was it?
Huh?
What was it? Was it the Ram?
4-door? No, it was remember that one fool that we got pulled over with when you fucking tried to get on the wrong side of the freeway.
Character.
No. Oh, that fool?
Was it character?
Yeah, it was character.
Yeah.
I just smashed in that fool's room.
Oh yeah, I remember that shit.
Remember we got pulled over that one time too.
Yeah, we're about to get smashed and shit like that night.
Yeah, and then those girls that are from MySpace.
I think we were even talking about it. I was like, I can't wait, blah blah blah. Like, I'm like, fuck, I was getting scared. Like, goddamn, like fucking.
You're aggressive. Yeah, I was making out with the girls.
These girls are gonna eat us alive and shit.
I was
prepared for that shit.
I just knew this girl from MySpace. You know, we'd just been talking back and forth. Pick her up. We started making out in the back. And then fucking Gear was all excited to hurry up and get somewhere. And this fool goes on the wrong side of the freeway. Like,
no, I didn't literally go on the wrong side. I was about to turn.
And you realized.
And I realized, oh shit, there's like I saw the sign, like, oh, like, don't go in this way, whatever.
Yeah,
like, so, like, I went straight.
What
I guess
city
the cop,
was it? Where were we, Colton?
Where we do?
We're like in a weird fucking like.
I thought you were in LA or something.
Like Colton, yeah, we were Colton.
So you can't turn down.
It was funny too because we're having like a kickback.
And I was fucked up too, dude.
Yeah, we're having a kickback at his house, and he let these guys take his truck to go pick up these girls.
I'm surprised to this day he didn't like breathalyze me because I was drunk. I was crossfaded.
Oh, the cop pulled you guys over?
And he found like weed in my sock.
You got the ticket for weed.
He found weed in my sock, but he like never like arrived home or like I never got it in the mail.
Oh, you never got it?
I never got it.
did he write you a ticket though?
Never arrived home.
you have a fucking warrant out for your arrest.
But it was funny because
did he write you a ticket though?
Yeah, he wrote me a ticket.
You should have kept that. That'd be fucking cool to have that ticket of like you got a ticket for
fuck
weed.
Fuck that. Now well, back then I was like, fuck, I don't want this shit. Yeah. Like I don't want my mom to see. Like,
yeah.
Well, your mom found Jerry. Remember?
Jerry.
What was the name of your pipe?
Oh, Woody.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. That shit.
Hold on, keep going with the story.
So where's it going before Tony's ass?
You guys got pulled over. You're about to smash.
Oh yeah, so I was crossfaded and I was like, kind of like, I'm like, oh, he's just gonna let me off with a warning or something. You know, I was just like, be cool with him. My dumbass didn't know, you know, the seriousness of it, because I was like, fucked up.
Next thing you know, we're in the back of the fucking police car, me and him.
And then I was telling him like,
almost, he's like, it's fine.
It's fine. We're good.
And then I was telling him, like, he's like, oh, like, fucking, I don't know if he asked me, he didn't ask me to strip down. Like, he's like, oh, like, take off your shoes. He took off my shoes. They were looking through all that shit. And that's where I happened, like, by putting my sack or whatever I had. And then I was looking, like, fuck, he's not going to go all the way in there. And he's, like, literally, like, kind of, like, shook the shoe. And like, the bag came out. And I'm like, fuck. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to write you a ticket for this, blah, blah, blah. And, like, he used my phone to call character's sisters to pick us up and shit.
Yeah, that was awkward too.
And then like back at the time, like after 9,
and they towed the truck, right?
Like you have to wait till 9 to like you know use the minutes. And then I'm like, hey.
Yeah. Are you for real? You told him that shit?
No, but
that's why I don't tell the story.
But it was late as fuck, so I'm like, hey man, you're wasting my minutes.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
And he's like, you know, it's like past 9 o'clock, and I just playing. I was just like,
fuck yeah, he's trying to joke with the cop. That was a funny.
But it was funny because I made him laugh, but he was trying to be serious and shit. Yeah. You know,
we were fucking trying to fuck like joke with them because we didn't want to get him more in trouble. And the fuck after
Victor Fuentes,
we didn't even get far either. The girls live like down the street.
Fuck, dude, that shit was crazy.
Did you get to smash?
No, we didn't. I think we all just went home. Our night was canceled.
Oh, yeah, that was a fucking that waste. Sucks.
Yeah, I remember being at the kickback and fucking character just comes up to me. Your brother fucking Gabriel got my truck towed. We're like, well, fuck, go get that shit. And we stayed at his house with a bunch of people. It was like
those girls were being sluts, dude. They were just like saying all the, like the fucking nasty shit they were gonna do. Like once we get there, like there it got to a point where
you guys were going to where they were at.
Yeah, we're going to that house.
Oh, okay,
were we?
Yeah, we're gonna pick them up and take them. That's why we borrowed the truck. We wouldn't go pick them up and take them back to that crib.
Fuck.
You guys didn't hit them up another time?
I don't remember. I don't think so. I mean, I think I have.
It was just kind of like the fucking the feel of the night and shit. You know, it was just this is what it lead to. This is where it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, like next week. Like I don't know. It was just kind of in the moment.
So they fucking intimidated you or what?
Yeah, dude. They were just like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Like back then, you're like young, so just like you're not like fucking. Like, yeah, I'm ready for this. You know, you weren't like that aggressive.
Like, I remember a moment like that.
These guys aren't even fucking chew us alive and shit.
Chew us alive.
Chew us alive. Fucking,
chew is the wrong word.
So there was one time that was in the car that got jealous. I forget who it was, though.
Go ahead. It was a Cadillac, probably. Not Cadillac Eric.
No, you didn't go with this. No, a girl. There was a girl.
What? Oh, because how he got intimidated. But there was one time we were chilling in front of the field. It was me, you, and our buddy Madera.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? And then it was two girls. And then, like, oh, give them a ride home. So we went with them. And we were just, like, driving. And one of the girls goes, hey, driver, do you like to get your dick sucked?
Well, like that. I mean,
our buddy Madera.
Oh, I remember that. That was the first time we hung out with him.
Yeah. Like, well, I knew him
from
high school.
I used to work with him, too.
Yeah, I knew him from high school. And he was in the crew, too. And fucking... he just looked at us. Well, I looked at Alex. So I was like, oh, fuck. And he's like, what do I do? I was like, hey, take us to In-N-Out and drop us. Just leave us there. He's like, all right. It was two girls. and they just wanted him. So we're like, yeah, just take us in and out, fool. And then he came back and told us, he's like, yeah, they were a virgin. It was their birthday. They just, he's just, they
I don't
just
think they're a fucked. Virgin. Fuck no.
But he said.
I'm not talking like that.
I think he was a virgin too.
Oh, I think probably he was. But yeah. They weren't fucked.
So
he
what,
was,
fucked him or just dumped him?
No, he got a threesome.
He got a threesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, his first time.
We just told him, we told him, we were like, dude, do your fucking thing. Drop us off at In-N-Out and go.
Yeah, the girl literally was, we're just driving, was quiet. And she's like,
he had condoms, hey, driver,
you like to get your dick sucked? And we all looked at each other like, God damn. Like,
we're not gonna let you miss out on this. Go.
Yeah, go, just go. We'll walk
home. Tortas or what?
You guys are good friends.
No, they were decent. I think they were white girls too.
Yeah. Well, I don't wanna put this person on blast, but we'll talk about it later. But yeah, it was funny.
Who what person about? What the fuck?
Because one of our friends went out with her afterwards.
Oh fuck. Oh, then I don't remember who it was. Fuck.
Why you looking at me for?
Did you go out with her?
No, he's looking at me like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you had to say if he did. That's hilarious.
No, he didn't.
I don't know who it is. Who is it?
I don't even know. I don't remember her name.
She's like, let me run away. Oh,
like, is it the girl that James had a baby with?
No. What the fuck?
Hey, throw
like, what happened with that? I've never got an update or anything.
Well, she's visiting for Christmas or some shit.
Is
Thanksgiving.
She?
Wasn't it Thanksgiving?
Oh, it's Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving.
So she's coming.
Yeah, we got to get him on the podcast to get him.
That's pretty personal.
We need a before and after she comes.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Is the mom coming?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Like he's been texting her or like whatever, and like he's trying to smash, but I was like, fuck, bro.
Don't do that.
God damn.
Let that shit happen. Okay. Damn.
Fuck. I think he was trying to smash last weekend too.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, because I don't know where he's like, I gotta go. Like, pull, it's fucking 8 a.m.
He came back though.
8 p.m. No,
he left early.
He left early.
I thought
he was in
back.
A hurry. What the fuck?
Oh shit.
Your mind's all fucked up, dude.
You're getting old, bro.
Yeah,
I'm getting old.
We're gonna have to fucking put a helmet on you or something.
Well, how are you not locked up right now?
What the fuck?
Just kidding. It's a joke.
He was acting weird though because he was sitting way in the off to the side by himself.
He's probably texting.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out his next move.
Fucking James.
I wonder what James tells girls too.
Like, so you want to talk?
What's up?
You want to vape?
What's up? You like vaping in the Raiders?
You want to go fishing sometime?
Yeah.
What are your hobbies?
Stupid.
What kind of liquids do you like?
Because that's what I say. What are your hobbies?
You say that
no,
shit?
No, dude. I'm fucking around.
Like,
look at
my Martin's game.
Face. Was so surprised. Like, does that work?
I know that doesn't work.
Are you trying it or what?
Fact. No, I'm not a fucking retard.
Hey, you don't use that word on this podcast.
I'm not a tar. Well, it'll work if you don't say hobbies. Hobbies is like fucking kind of lame.
So what do you say? Use?
What do you do?
Like,
fun?
What do you do? Get kicking. Like,
so what activities can you do?
How can I vibe with you?
Oh fuck!
God damn! God. I believe you too.
How can I vibe?
You only date ethnics.
So. Well, that's what you gotta get at. He's like, what do you do? So like, you know, so
this we can like kind of sound very intelligent.
So we can get on that, you know.
So you give
that, find that middle ground.
Do you give him categories or what?
What do you mean categories?
Like, hey, do you like going paintballing or
no? I let them take like.
Do you like hot Cheetos in movies or paintballing and fucking drinking?
What are your beer. Main lies that you tell them?
I don't. I just kind of go with it. You know?
You're fucking lying.
I don't have a fucking opening line. Hey.
I didn't say opening line, but I know you have like a go-to lie.
Go-to
a lie?
That you like.
A lie or a
like,
lie?
Oh, I read books or some shit.
I read books.
What's a lie? What's
a
lie
that you say?
I don't lie.
What the fuck? Why do you assume that he lies?
Yeah.
I can tell by his eyebrows. <lying.
laughs>
His eyes almost touch his eyebrows.
He gives it away.
Oh, fuck. He's a liar.
I didn't say anything.
That's Gamer right there.
The fuck? Where'd you get that picture?
That's literally you right there.
That is not Nipsey Hussle, I'll tell you that right now.
What the fuck? Is that supposed to be Nipsey Hussle?
Art is in the eye of the beholder.
You know what was the funniest thing last week when Tim said Nipsey Hussle looks like fucking Snoop Dogg and Baby and he had a baby.
Yeah.
That shit was
I gotta
funny
show you guys
as
Andy.
Fucking. Yeah, because he has a
because he's got the scruffy ass beard.
Yeah, he has
no,
Andy
it's
nose.
The nose, dude.
It's the nose, dude.
Watch, why are you making fun of my man's like that?
I know, bro. I gotta respect the legend.
Yeah, fuck.
Nah, I want to fucking laugh. He said, "Fucking, he looks like Andy and who?"
And Snoop Dogg.
And Snoop Dogg had a baby. That's fucking funny. No,
the one without the beard.
Where's that at, though?
Oh, down.
What the fuck?
Right there. Oh, he has a green shirt.
Why is your up and down so fucking fast, bro?
It's right there. You pass it again. Right there.
You're not saying nothing.
Right there. The hair is just the clothing. That's Andy. Okay, look at Gabriel getting offended over there.
He's like, I miss Nipsey.
It's pretty dope.
Man. You like D-Smoke?
Who?
D-Smoke. The guy that won that rhyme and flow shit.
I've heard of him, but I've seen the videos you guys posted on. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
D-Smoke.
All right, that's her. Yeah, you ran out of shit.
That's all I got.
Just ended off on D-Smoke. Shout out
D-Smoke. All right, are we doing this right? 7125media.com. We're out.